Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Monday, April 15th. What to know about tax day, Trump's re-election campaign, and severe weather in the South. Plus, a big comeback for Tiger Woods, marijuana at work, and why Netflix is a joke. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's tax day, and that means your taxes need to be filed by midnight tonight, unless you live in Maine or Massachusetts. Those states are marking Patriots Day today, and tomorrow the IRS is closed in Washington, D.C. for Emancipation Day. So you have until Wednesday, April 17th in Maine and Massachusetts. But for everyone else, if you haven't filed yet, some U.S. post offices will be open late tonight, so you have a bit more time to get your returns in the mail. Or you can just hit send and file electronically before the deadline. Of course, you can also request an extension. There are different requirements for different states, but if you get the extension, you get an extra 6 months until October 15th. I've posted some links to more resources if you need them in today's show notes. Speaking of taxes, the House Democrats are now giving the Trump administration until April 23rd to hand over 6 years of Trump's tax returns. That's next Tuesday. If not, the New York Times reports they're prepared to go to court to get them. Democrats say they want to use the taxes to see if Trump's financial interests are influencing any of his decisions. The White House is responding, telling Fox News members of Congress aren't, quote, smart enough to go through the thousands of pages of tax returns and determine anything. Also on Capitol Hill, President Trump says he's thinking about releasing migrants who cross the border illegally into so-called sanctuary cities. Remember, those are cities that limit how much they'll cooperate with federal authorities who want to deport undocumented immigrants. The White House spokeswoman told Fox News the president likes the idea that it isn't Trump's first choice, but the administration is reviewing it. So we'll see if this actually happens. And finally, President Trump's re-election campaign told the AP it's raised $30 million in the past 3 months. That's more than the two top Democrats running in 2020 combined. Trump's campaign has a goal of raising $1 billion for 2020. A congresswoman's comments and now the president's tweet about it are both causing controversy and some outrage. First, in a recent speech, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who is Muslim, talked about the September 11th attacks and how Muslims feel their civil liberties were taken away after the attacks. Some media clipped part of the speech, highlighting when she said, quote, some people did something when referring to the attacks. President Trump then tweeted an edited video with that comment, along with news footage of 9/11 and a message that says, we will never forget. Critics say Omar downplayed the attack with her words, and the White House says Trump should be calling her out for that. But others say her comments were taken out of context, and Trump's tweet and video are putting Omar in danger. The Hill reports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi contacted Capitol Hill security to make sure Omar is safe. She called Trump's edited video dangerous and says Trump should take it down. The White House says Trump does not wish ill will on Omar. It was a wild weekend for weather, but storms should be slowing down today. Parts of the East Coast and New England could still see strong winds and rain. AccuWeather says the Mid-Atlantic could see winds up to 50 miles per hour, and it could downpour just before the Boston Marathon starts this morning. But that's nothing compared to what some areas in the South dealt with over the weekend. The Weather Channel reports powerful storms with tornadoes killed at least 7 people. Suspected tornadoes swept through Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Tens of thousands of homes lost power and about 2,000 flights were canceled. And later this week, those areas could get hit again by more severe weather leading up to Easter. A big win for the guy most people call the greatest golfer to ever play the game. Tiger Woods won the 2019 Masters over the weekend. It's his 5th Masters win overall, but it's his first green jacket since 2005. And it's considered a dramatic comeback. A 2009 sex scandal ended his marriage and derailed his career. Then there was a DUI, and then more recently, several back and knee injuries that some said would end his career. Instead, he won the Masters again, bringing him a total of 15 major golf wins in his career, just 4 away from the most major wins ever. And as I briefly mentioned earlier, today is the Boston Marathon. 30,000 long-distance runners will hit the streets for the 123rd running of this iconic race. It's one of the 6 World Marathon Majors. We'll have an update for you tomorrow. Also in sports, the NBA regular season is officially over. The playoffs have now begun. The Golden State Warriors are back on top of the Western Conference as the number 1 seed. If they win it all this year, that'll be the 3rd championship win in a row and the 4th in 5 years. Already, Sporting News says star player Steph Curry set a record over the weekend. He's now the all-time leader in postseason 3-pointers, reaching 386 total. Much more news ahead, but first, thanks to this week's sponsor, Swap.com. I'm definitely someone who mixes and matches brand names and bargain buys, and Swap.com lets you do a little bit of both from the comfort of your home. You can save up to 90% off retail prices from your favorite brands. Think Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, J.Crew, and Gap. And no need to sift through racks and racks to find them at typical thrift stores. Swap.com has easy-to-use filters, so you just search for the options that you want and the styles you like. Especially for parents, why buy new kids' clothes that they'll outgrow in just a few months? Swap.com has stuff for women's, men's, juniors, kids, baby, and maternity. And if something doesn't fit, they have hassle-free returns within 30 days. And secondhand clothing is good for the environment. Plus, right now, Swap.com has a special offer for the Newsworthy listeners. Go to swap.com/newsworthy, and once you're there, you can sign up to get free shipping on your first purchase. Make sure you enter your email address to get that offer. That's swap.com/newsworthy. It's a low-risk way to give online thrifting a try. Now, back to the news. The world's largest plane just took off for the first time. Space.com says it has a 385-foot wingspan, which is about the length of a football field. It has 6 engines and weighs about 500,000 pounds. The company behind the first test flight is Stratolaunch. That's a company founded by late Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. CNN says the plane is basically a flying launch pad, ready to release satellites into low Earth orbit. The plane is meant to give the military, private companies, and NASA a less expensive way to get into space. It's had just one test flight, but there's already some competition. Billionaire Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit company is working on something similar, and it plans to have its first test launch sometime this year. A new report shows more American workers are testing positive for drugs. It's even at a 14-year high. While some illicit drug use has fallen, the study found the main reason for the increase is marijuana. The Wall Street Journal cites a study done by one of the nation's largest drug testing labs called Quest Diagnostics. The study looked at 10 million samples and found more than 2% of U.S. employees tested positive for marijuana, including people who have safety-sensitive jobs like pilots, nuclear power plant operators, and train conductors. Researchers say marijuana use is on the rise, so the numbers aren't surprising. In fact, CBS News cites Quest, who says companies may need to adjust their policies in the cities and states that have legalized recreational marijuana. Rite Aid is getting rid of e-cigarettes in its stores. Why? Well, the Wall Street Journal says it's because of the number of teens and kids using them. Between 2017 and 2018, the number of kids using e-cigarettes went up nearly 80%. The FDA has called it an epidemic. And because of that, Rite Aid says over the next 3 months, all e-cigarette and vaping products will be taken off store shelves, including Juul's popular vape pen. Rite Aid will keep selling traditional cigarettes, though. CVS, on the other hand, doesn't sell either now. And Walgreens still sells both. Today is the day Netflix will be on the radio. We first told you last summer that Netflix and SiriusXM are joining forces to bring you a new comedy station called Netflix is a Joke Radio. And today it goes live. It'll focus on stand-up and highlights from Netflix's original comedy programming. The goal is to reach a new audience and be a good way to promote the paid video service. Of course, SiriusXM likes the new comedy content as an edge over the competition. This is the first audio-only broadcast for Netflix. It's Channel 93 on SiriusXM. Warner Brothers Shazam did it again. It was number one for the second weekend in a row at the box office. Variety says the movie added another $25 million this weekend, bringing its total in North America to $94 million. The movies Little and Hellboy came in second and third. And that's it for today. You are caught up from the weekend. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.